In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, we speak with Elizabeth Wunderlich, USMEF Caribbean representative. Many associate meat exports to the Caribbean with the hospitality and tourism industries. But another key to growth is serving the local population, and that means getting fresh meat into the retail supermarkets.
Almost all the islands, except maybe some of the more advanced islands like the Bahamas, Bermuda, the Caymans, those all have been a fresh market. But most of the rest of the Caribbean has always been a frozen market. When they see fresh meat, they associate that with local meat because they never could imagine that we could bring in chilled containers from the United States. So it's been a slow evolution to help them retrain their butchers in how you use a knife skill instead of a bandsaw skill. But if we want to grow in the local culture, that's what we have to do. We have to provide fresh items that are retail friendly at a decent price point with the quality image that American beef and pork carry.
Some of the strongest momentum for fresh meat at retail has been in the Eastern Caribbean.
We've been working in the little Eastern Caribbean markets, and it's kind of interesting. You would think that they would be the last to jump on ship in terms of the fresh meat programs. But my markets like St. Lucia and St. Vincent and Dominica, Trinidad to a small extent, St. Martin, St. Barts have also come on board. But it's been very interesting to watch the interest in smaller Eastern Caribbean, smaller meaning the retail fresh meat sales being smaller. The first that they transition in is, of course, beef. It's harder with pork because of the shelf life, but they're working very hard to bring in chilled pork at a temperature that they can still merchandise and keep the quality up.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.